With Donald Trump's presidential inauguration 1 week from today, there's a rift in the Massachusetts Republican Party. On one side are moderate and mainstream Republicans, such as Governor Charlie Baker and other leaders of the state GOP who did not endorse, or in the governor's case, even vote for Trump. On the other side are Republican activists who supported Trump from the beginning and who are now demanding a larger role in the state party. WBUR's senior political reporter Anthony Brooks says the Trump backers are also demanding a little respect.
Happy New Year to you.
Tom Mountain greets fellow Republicans at a meeting earlier this week in Newton. Mountain is the city's Republican chairman who campaigned hard for Donald Trump, and he has a beef with the state Republican Party.
We do not have our tickets.
That's right, tickets, as in tickets to next week's inauguration in Washington.
As of 2 weeks ago, we had not received notification of our tickets. We had a Mass GOP and its chairwoman, Kirsten Hughes, despite our repeated inquiries to her, they were not sending out tickets or even telling us when they were going to send them. There was a wall of silence.
To penetrate that wall, Mountain says he repeatedly complained to Mass GOP chairwoman Kirsten Hughes about the missing tickets. Hughes says the delay was due to the Trump people. Mountain says it was on her to pressure them. But finally, just this week, Mountain and some of his fellow Trump supporters received their tickets. At least he thinks they did.
I don't even know if I got in. They said there's a huge demand for placement and this and that. Will I be confirmed? I don't know, because, you know, if you have 200 delegates from Texas sending theirs in a month ago, and then there's little old us from Massachusetts, at best, we'll be half a mile away from the podium.
Of course, this is about much more than tickets. It's about a party leadership, from the GOP chairwoman to the governor, who did not actively support the candidate at the top of the ticket, Donald Trump. Mountain says the state GOP kept him and his fellow Trump supporters at arm's length, refusing, for example, to free up party resources to help them campaign for Trump in New Hampshire.
We received no cooperation whatsoever from the state party leadership. Meanwhile, we lost New Hampshire, and we're convinced that if we had had their cooperation, we probably could have pulled out the victory. Thankfully, we didn't need New Hampshire in the end, but we didn't know at the time.
I think there is legitimately some folks that felt that the Mass GOP should have done a lot more. Trump supporters, delegates, activists who have been resentful of that.
This is Jeff Deal, a state rep who co-chaired the Trump campaign in Massachusetts. Deal says Trump supporters are looking for some recognition and respect.
50% of the Republicans in Massachusetts saw Donald Trump as, you know, a new way of trying to deal with this partisan divide and this effort by the, you know, mainstream media to paint Republicans as unfit for leadership. That's been a struggle that's been going on for several years, and again, Donald Trump has brought it to a head. And we're not the only state where this is happening.
Indeed, following the election, Republican Party leaders who didn't support Trump in Ohio and New Hampshire have been forced out. And some Trump supporters are pushing for the same thing here in Massachusetts, backing a bid by anti-tax activist Steve Aylward to oust Kirsten Hughes as GOP chairman later this month. Aylward was in Newton earlier this week, and he says the fact that Massachusetts Republicans lost a sheriff's race in Essex County and picked up just one seat in the legislature on Election Day shows they need new leadership.
All over the country, Republicans prospered, as you know. You know, the Mass GOP is taking bows and accolades for breaking even. We should have done much better. We have a lot of money in our coffers, thanks to Charlie Baker, and we should have done better. We should have had more people running.
For her part, the current party chair, Kirsten Hughes, says she's already got commitments from a majority of state Republican committee members to win re-election. And she disputes Aylward's claim that the party fared poorly this past election under her leadership. Here's Hughes recently on Radio Boston.
First of all, I'm proud to have the support of the majority of the committee. I think that we've done a great job. We had our best year. We were able to keep all of the incumbents safe on Beacon Hill and add a seat, which has not been done in over 30 years in a presidential year.
And to charges that the Mass GOP did too little to help the top of the ticket, Hughes says the party correctly focused on down-ballot Republicans. But the fact remains, like her ally Charlie Baker, Hughes was not a Trump supporter, which angers that part of the Republican base that works so hard to elect him. Newton Republican Chairman Tom Mountain says that's why many Massachusetts Trump supporters are backing her challenger. And Mountain says it's why Charlie Baker may get a cold shoulder from many Trump supporters like him when the governor runs for re-election, as expected.
How important are you all to Charlie Baker?
Extremely important. We're the grassroots people. We're the ones who got a million people voting for Donald Trump in the primary. That support has dried up for Charlie Baker. It really has, because the Baker administration has not reached out to us. And as a result, a lot of people, they're not going to put in that overtime or any time for the Baker-Polito administration re-election campaign. And what they'll probably do is just sit home.
Asked this week about this rift in his Republican base, Charlie Baker, who refused to vote for Trump, says he takes pride in being able to work with Democrats and Republicans of various stripes. And he presented himself as a kind of political dad trying to maintain order in an unruly family.
And I'm going to continue to work collaboratively with whomever has an interest in seeing the Commonwealth of Mass succeed. And that means conversations with people at the federal level. We've worked extremely well with folks on the Obama team over the course of the past few years on issues that have represented Massachusetts, and I fully expect we'll do the same with Trump folks as well as Trump supporters.
That could well be, even if some of those Trump supporters still need to be convinced. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.